The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I'm out on Two Creek Ranch in western Montana, where I've been amazed by the density and diversity of the hummingbirds. You may know that there are 18 species of hummingbirds in North America. Of course, that's a small slice of a much bigger family of birds, with more than 300 hummingbirds dwelling in the forests of Central and South America. But of our 18 species, if you've observed them closely, you might have noticed that some of them have yellow markings on their foreheads or on their throats. And that would seem particularly unusual if you were to look them up in a field guide to the birds, because there are no hummingbird species with yellow feathers on their head or on their throat. And no, this is not some sort of natural history trick brought to you by the 90-Second Naturalist, but it is a good test of your powers of observation. Because when hummingbirds are doing their job, they are pollinating flowers. But as you can visualize, they sometimes get dusted or stained with pollen on their foreheads and throats in the process of pushing their heads literally inside flowers. But the yellow markings are not always alike, since different species of flowers deposit the pollen in different locations.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.